Some communities fight with all their might against big box retailers coming into their neighborhood. But for residents of Randallstown, a middle-class, mostly black suburb near Baltimore, Maryland, such stores would be more than welcome.
This is, as I said, the western corridor, the western end of the corridor. The eastern end gets down close to the Baltimore Beltway and then inside the Beltway.
The head of the Liberty Road Business Association, Henry Weisenberg, gives tours of Randallstown. It's part of his job as he tries to lure business to the area. Weisenberg likes to show off the spacious homes built in Randallstown's newest subdivisions. He says they cost as much as $500,000. In recent years, there's been lots of investment in this area, a Walgreens, new car dealerships, a new emergency room for the hospital. The Baltimore Ravens are also building a $23 million training facility not far from Liberty Road.
Now, we're coming back into the commercial area, and what I want to do is just quickly go into a couple of the shopping centers.
Weisenberg says there's been an explosion of small minority-owned businesses in recent years.
Courtney's is owned by a black lady. That's a bar restaurant. Karate Studio is an older black gentleman. The Beauty Mart is Korean. And then something really neat here, Heritage International Food Store. African, Caribbean, Spanish, you name it, they got it. And what do we have parked in front here? A Mercedes, a late model Mercedes.
Residents support the town's businesses, but they say what's missing from the retail mix are national chain restaurants and stores. A few weeks ago, community activist Ella White Campbell invited NPR into her home to talk with her and two of her neighbors.
I had some other people that were going to come by, but they had to go back to work. Just follow me on downstairs.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Campbell lives in an older section of Randallstown, where tidy brick ranch-style homes line the streets. In her living room, there is a framed photo of Campbell with former President Bill Clinton. Downstairs, demographic surveys and other information lie on a table. Randallstown was historically a Jewish community. African Americans started moving into the Liberty Road corridor in the 1980s and 90s. They make up about 70% of the population. Campbell, who is black, has lived here since 1986.
This is a diverse community with plenty of money. The people are well educated, very active, perhaps one of the most active communities in the state.
So you're saying there's a good reason for business to come here.
That's right. And the businesses that come here do well. If they fail, they fail because of management.
The town's Kmart, for example, closed after the company reorganized under a bankruptcy. Campbell says even though there were a number of shops within walking distance when she first moved into her home, she always had to travel elsewhere if she wanted to visit a major department store. It's the same complaint Prince Green says he continues to hear from his wife nearly 20 years after buying a home in Randallstown.
I honestly believe that there's a market here not only for certain stores and shops. My wife always hoped that in one of the largest stores that a Walmart would move in. and we know that Walmart tends to be an attraction for a number of other businesses.
Teresa Carr and her husband like to dine out. They both love seafood, but she doesn't eat red meat or pork, and she wants more dining options in town.
Part of the beauty of living in a community that has everything as far as what you need is the option of walking or driving. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't especially want to get in your car to go out and eat. My husband and I don't eat fast food, so we're never looking for a fast food restaurant.
Restaurants aren't the only thing that you're missing. Movie theaters as well, right?
That's correct.
And what happened? Did you ever have one?
Oh, well, they wouldn't know more than I do, because I've never noticed a movie theater around here.
So for 18 years, was there one over an 18-year period? Was there one?
Yes, we had one at the Liberty Court Shopping Center that closed approximately 5 years ago.
This past week, after our visit to Ella Campbell's home, there was a shooting outside Randallstown High School. 4 students were injured. We called back Ella Campbell.
We have never witnessed anything like this. And it comes as a total shock. In fact, the community is stunned. My telephone was ringing off the hook. from community leaders who were just totally enraged.
Campbell says the incident could have happened anywhere, and she's hoping it won't harm efforts to recruit chain stores to the area. The business association's Henry Weisenberg says how people perceive Randallstown has often been a problem.
Now, when I talk to commercial real estate people, what I hear is it's an African-American community. It's Randallstown. It's changed. Yeah, it has. But the interesting thing is when you look at the demographics, what you see is Randallstown is one of the three wealthiest communities in all of Baltimore County. So excuse me, why, common sense would suggest, since we all worship the green dollar, not the white dollar or the black dollar, why would you not want to be here where there is a market for 60,000 people?
Murray Forsetter is the editor of Chain Store Age magazine, a monthly publication for major retailers. He says the historical perception that minority communities aren't appropriate for chain stores has been put to rest.
Study after study has shown that the quality of the individual household spend by minority communities is equal to, if not greater, than that of the white community. They are loyal to their shoppers. In fact, one of the studies recently showed that department stores, for example, are becoming increasingly the store of choice for black and Hispanic communities. So it is not something where the retail community has an aversion or a long-held bias against the ethnic community.
So when folks charge racism, that's you're saying that's not true?
In the totality of retail, I would say that's not true. Individual instances always happen.
Forsetter says what may be more of an issue for Randallstown is its location.
When I did some research into Randallstown, I discovered that there are no Home Depots within the borders of that community. However, Home Depot does have three stores within 10 miles of Randallstown, one store actually within 2 miles of Randallstown, all located on Reister Town Road. Now, it would be difficult to almost justify a fourth location for Home Depot within the borders of Randallstown. Similarly, other stores might and restaurants might find that putting up a new location within Randallstown would dilute the quality of the revenue that they are getting from their existing units nearby.
Forsetter says as retailers look for places to expand, Randallstown does have one significant advantage. Unlike a number of other communities, it's inviting big chains in. As a result, he expects Randallstown will look significantly different in about 5 years. And that's just what residents hope.